We're holding by the second Mishnah on Nuntes Omud Beis at the bottom of the Omud. Mishnah says, and we talked about this case in the previous parak, but now we're going to discuss it in more detail. Nazir shoya tomib safik or muchlet besafik. If a nazir was at some point during his nazirus, he became, or actually it would have to be for the scenario of our Mishnah to be exact, would be where all this happened on the first day of his nazirus. If it happened later on, then you'd have similar dinim, but the numbers of days that the Mishnah is giving would be different. So shahoyah tomi besafik, so he had a suffix on the, and again we're saying on the very first day of his nazirus, whether he became tomi mes. And he was also a muchlet besafik. There's also a suffik whether he was confirmed as a mitzvah. Now we've learned before that of the stages that a mitzvah goes through, the stage when he's only being quarantined for 1 week or 2 weeks to see what happens with the symptoms of his saras, those days still count towards his nazirus. But we learned before that the days of chaluta, the days when he's a confirmed mitzvah and has to be outside the city, and the seven and afterwards, once the tzaras is healed, 7 days after that, until he's able to bring his korbanos, those don't count towards his nazirus. His nazirus, we said that he doesn't lose the days he counted until then, but the nazirus is basically suspended during that time. So now you have the situation. He has these two sfeikas. And then we talked about before how a person could be a suffik mitzvah. Anyway, the point is that that's how it was. Now, the problem then is like this. Let's review. A nazir who's tahor, of course, we know just at the end of his nazirus, he brings his three korbanos, an oila, a chatas, and a shlamim. He shaves, and that's that. In the case of a nazir tamei, we know he also brings three korbanos, two birds, one for an oila, one for a chatas, as well as a sheep for an osham, and then he shaves and restarts his nazirus, and eventually when he's tahor, then he'll bring the same three korbanos as he would have if he was tahor all along. A mitzora, what he goes through is, to begin with, once the tzaras is healed, then you have the procedure with the two birds that's mentioned at the beginning of Parshas Mitzora. Those are not a korban, but we're going to be mentioning those anyway for completeness' sake, among all the various birds and animals that he has to bring. So he does those. Then he shaves his first shaving. Then he waits 7 days. So during those 7 days, his tumor is weaker, but he's still not. His tumor is not the severe tumor of a mitzvah, but it's still a weaker tumor. So then he waits 7 days. Then at the end of the 7 days, he shaves again. And the next day, he brings his korbanos, which are, now that with the mitzvah, it depends. If he's rich, then he brings three animals as a korban, one for an oila, one for a chakas, one for an osham. If he's poor, then the oila and the chatas are birds instead, and the osham is still, there's no such thing as an osham of a bird, so that's going to be a sheep regardless. So with all of that, so now let's understand what the case is now in the Mishnah, what this guy does in terms of his various shavings and his korbanos. And again, we talked about before, as far as the shavings, it may not be that simple either, because again, if he's a man, then he has the mitzvah of not shaving his payas. In the case of a mitzvah, also there's shaving his beard, which he may not be able to do either, because again, it's a suffix whether he's a mitzvah. So that when we're talking about here about him shaving, the various times when he's shaving, then that might be that might be only if he's a woman or a child. It might not work if he's a man. Anyway, the Mishnah says, so now he was tomei b'suffik or muchlet b'suffik. So now, the first time he's going to be able to eat kodshim is 60 days into this whole thing, because what's going to happen is that as we're going to talk about his korbanos, he's going to be bringing four sets of korbanos, but those are going to be at intervals of 30 days. The Gemara is going to talk about on the assumption that his nazirus was 30 days. If let's say if we're going to see in the Gemara, if his nazirus was longer, then if his nazirus was longer than the interval between one set of korbanos and the next, and between one shaving and the next, is also going to be longer. But let's start with the case where he was a nazir, for where his nazirus to begin with was just for 30 days. So now what happens is at the end, so he's a suffet. So again, it's a suffet whether he's a metzora or tamei mes. If we knew that he was tamei mes, no problem. As soon as he's been sprinkled with parah adruma water the second time, he would shave, bring his korbanos, and start his nazirus over. If he was known to be a metzora, also no problem. We would right away, as soon as the tzaras heals, he would go bring the two birds, start shave. Bring this, wait 7 days, shave, bring his korbanos, and then his nazirus could resume. In this case, because it's a suffix, so he can't even do the first shaving, until 30 days. That first shaving might be the shaving for nazirus tahara, because it might be he didn't have either toma, and therefore his nazirus is done. It might be the shaving for nazirus, it might be the shaving for nazir tomei, because he might have been tummy mess, and it might be the first shaving of the mitzvah because he may have been a mitzvah. And then, as the Gemara is going to say, at that point he brings certain karbanos, as we'll see in the Gemara. So meanwhile, now though he may have been a mitzvah and he's only had the one shaving yet, and he hasn't yet brought the karbanos of the mitzvah in that case. So therefore, he can't yet eat kodshim. Therefore, he has to wait another 30 days. At the end of the second 30 days, again he'll be able to shave. And then he'll be able to bring another set of korbanos. Now at that point, no matter what, he's done with tzaras. Even if he was in fact a mitzvah muchlat, now he's gone through the two shavings and now he's brought the korbanos. So now at that point, he's not a mechusar kapara as far as tzaras anymore. The only question is what's left as far as his nazirus. Has he already fulfilled his nazirus or not because of the sfeikas? But at this point, he can already eat kodshim because the fact that he has to bring korbanos of a nazir doesn't make him a mechusar kapara as far as eating kodshim. So he'll be able to eat kodshim 60 days into this whole process. As far as becoming tamei mes, he's going to have to wait until 120 days, four times the original nazirus. Because again, he has to go through all the possibilities. And the point is, the Mishnah says, she'ein tiglach, she'tiglach hasanega doicha, tiglach hasanazir b'zman shu vaday, av b'zman shu sofik ein doicha. Because the rule is that the shaving for nega, the shaving for tzaras, can be doicha, the shaving of the nazir, the isser of the nazir shaving, only bismancho vadai, only when it's definitely that he was a mitzvah, for the reasons that we talked about at length in the previous perek. You have the point that and earlier in our perek, you have the point about esser doicha loisase, and in this case that the esser is doicha even a loisase and an esser. And there's the Rambam's point that in a certain sense the kedusha of the nazir is suspended during this time, so there's not really an essay involved. Whatever the case, that works only when he's definitely a mitzvah. V'loy b'zmanshu avu b'zmanshu suffik in a doicha, but it doesn't work when there's a suffik. So therefore, that is why, unlike a regular confirmed mitzvah who would be doing his two shavings 7 days apart, here he has to wait 30 days between one and the next. And also, we're going to make the point in the Gemara that you can't say that one shaving should do double duty. That is why he has to shave each time individually. And again, only if we're talking about a woman or a child where they don't have the issue of shaving their payas to their beard, it wouldn't work for a man because he wouldn't be able to shave all those times because of suffering. But in any case, the point is that what our Mishnah is stressing is that if he had been a Vadai Mitzvah, then he wouldn't have to wait that long. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly then how long he's going to have to wait in that case to eat kodshim and to be finished with his nazirus. And the same way, if he was, and so, because he's only a suffik mitzvah, therefore, instead of doing the shaving 7 days apart, he has to do them 30 days apart. So the Gemara starts off, Tana, we learn in a Braisa, Bamed Banam Amur Benizirus Mu'etas. Now, this that we're saying, 60 days and 120 days, that would apply only if it was a short Nizirus, only the minimum Nizirus of 30 days. Ava Benizirus Bashana, but let's say to begin with, he had taken on Nizirus for a year. then everything gets extended. Again, the idea is that each stage is going to be the equivalent of one whole nazirus. Therefore, oicho b'kodshim la'achas shtei shanim. So he's only going to be able to eat kodshim after 2 years, because only after 2 years is he going to have taken the first two haircuts. Which now it means that even if he wasn't mitzvah, he's done with that, and then he's brought his korbanos for tzaras. And he'll be able to drink wine and become tummy mess only after 4 years, for the same reason, because only after 4 years can we be certain that he's taken care of every possible permutation of tuma and tara and nazirus. The Rambam even phrases it, and let's say the person had taken on nazirus for 10 years, then again, it would be 20 years before he can eat kodshim and 40 years before he's done with everything. So everything gets scaled up. And we learned in the previous parak also, we had the Rav Chista had tried to say that maybe the only reason you need so long, maybe the only reason you need 30 days between one shaving and the next is enough time to regrow the hair. Maybe in fact the days of Tzaras could sometimes count towards the Nazirus, but we slugged that up. And one of the things we slugged it up from was our Mishnah, because if that were the case, or not our Braisa rather, because if that were the case, in our Braisa, he wouldn't need four full years, he'd only need 3 years and 30 days, because at one point between the one shaving of Tzaras and the other one would only need to be 30 days rather than a full year. So now, v'toni Allah, now we learn in another braisa about it. What does he do as far as the karbanos? So again, we have to consider that in this scenario, there might be as many as 12 karbanos that he has to bring, because there would be, there might be as many as 9 karbanos that he has to bring, 3 for tzaras, 3 for nazirus tumah, and 3 for nazirus tara. The problem with that is that not all those korbanos is he able to bring, because some of them are, because there are a lot of sfeikas over here, and certain of these korbanos you can't bring for a suffer. So v'toni Allah, so we learn on it in a braisa, umagaleach arba tiglochias, he has to shave 4 times, and again, that would be only if this was a woman or a child, would they be able to actually shave all the times. And then what korbanos do they bring by each one? Let's go through that. Tiglachas rishona, when it comes to the first shaving, maybe tziporim, he starts by bringing the 2 birds that are not a korban per se, but you have the one is shechted and the other one is dipped in the water and the blood and so forth. So he does that because he might have been a mitzora, and that's the first stage of the tara of the mitzora. Then he also brings the chata sa'oif. He also brings a chata sa'oif, which would be one. Now, if he's a mitzvah, he's not yet bringing korbanos, because a mitzvah is only going to start bringing korbanos the next time around after he has a second shaving. So as far as tzaras, all he's doing so far is the 2 birds. As far as his nazirus, he might be a nazir tameh, so therefore he brings one of the korbanos for a nazir tameh, namely the chata sa'if. Because Tosfos points out there's no reason he couldn't bring the ola sa'if as well. The same way a chata sa'if you can bring for a suffet, an ola sa'if you can also, because an ola sa'if can always be brought as an adavim. So Tosfos says, okay, maybe all it is because the whole thing is only a suffet anyway, therefore the chacham didn't impose on him to bring the ola sa'if. And Marsha elsewhere points out, we talked about the other day, that since after all, the Ola, really, we learned earlier in the Masechta, is only meant, it's not, it doesn't make him more, it doesn't do anything as far as being machaper on him per se, or to allow him to restart his Nazirus. All he needs to restart his Nazirus is one korban, so the Chatas will cover that. The Ola is really meant, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, only as a doran, just as a gift to make him, to put him back on good terms with Hashem again. So therefore, we're not going to make him bring it for a suffer. On the other hand, there are Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz over here learns And Tosfos earlier discusses that that maybe he does need to bring them. And fine, we're not mentioning it because it's not necessary to mention. The point is, we're just trying to show that he has to bring some of his korbanos. We don't need to get into every single detail of what he brings. Anyway, so he does that. So he brings the birds to, in case he was a Metzora, and he brings one bird as a Chatos, and maybe a second bird as an Ola, in case he was a Nozir Tamei. By the way, the Mefoshim deal, the Achronim deal a great deal with the question that the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan that a Metzora is not able to have Korbanos offered on his behalf. The normal city, leaving aside over here, the special case we were dealing over here with a Nozir who's a Suffolk Metzora, but when you have, let's say, a regular case where a person is a Metzora, plain, then he can't, if he has other Korbanos that need to be brought, he can't send them to the Beis HaMikdash to be brought on his behalf until he's done with his Tzaras. The first Korbanos that he's going to be bringing are the ones at the end of his Tzaras. So how are we saying over here that he's bringing? How are we saying over here that he's bringing his korban, that he's bringing some of his korbanos naziros over here as well? So achronim deal a great deal with that. There are, in fact, first of all, they mentioned there's an explanation of Tosfos in other places in Shas that explains that it's not that a Metzora can't send any Korbanos, it's only that if a Metzora is a Koyan, then he can't bring the special Korbanos that he would when he starts his Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, or if he's a Koyan Gadol, the Minchas Chavitin that he brings every day. So in that case, point to them, a Metzora is able to send other Korbanos, and there's no question in the first place. There's other ways of understanding, but then on the other hand, there's a different Tosfos in Moed Katan in that Gemara discussing what a Metzora is allowed and not allowed to do as far as Korbanos, where Tosfos says over there that the Metzora can't send any Korbanos. So according to that, then. And the Rambam even adds that it's not mechaper for him. So it's a different achronim talk about different possibilities. Maybe over here it means that somebody can donate the korban on his behalf. The Or Sameach learns that it won't be mechaper for him, but the korban is kosher. So therefore it could work. And then there's different other explanations. So the first time, what he brings
is three birds. The two birds that are needed for the ceremony with the Metzora, together with the Eitz Erez and Ezev and the rest of that, and one bird for a Chatas. And then Tosfos again, Tosfos and the other Rishonim are discussing, does he in fact have to bring the Ola Sa'if as well? Maybe, as Tosfos says, because it's only a Suffolk, we're not going to require him to. Next, the Olas Behema, and that first time he's also bringing an Ola of an animal, because that might be, in case he's a Nozer Tohar, then that would be one of the Korbanos that he's Chayiv in as a Nozer Tohar. Shnia, the second time around, maybe Chata Sa'of for Olas Behema. The second time around, he brings after the second 30 days or the second year in the case of the Braisa, he brings a Chata Sa'of and an Olas Behema. So now he's not he's not doing the Shteit Siporim anymore, because of course, even if he was a Metzora Mukhlat, he's already taken care of that last time. Now, at the end of the second 30 days, the questions are, was he a Metzora Mukhlat? In that case, he has to bring the Korbanos of a Metzora. Or was he not a Metzora and he just has to bring the Korbanos Tuma of a Nazir? Or was he neither? Was he not Tomei and not Mukhlat? And then already he brought Korbanos of the Nazir the first time around. So therefore, so he brings a Chata Sa'of. So that Chata Sa'of will be possibly, again, one of the Korbanos of his Nazirus, one of the Korbanos of his Tzaras, rather, because again, at the end of his Tzaras, he needs to bring three Korbanos, one of which is a Chata Sa'of. So he does that. The Olas Behema. He also brings another Ola of an animal, because if the first time around he was just a Nazir Tomei, then now he's a Nazir Tahir, and that's one of the Korbanos that he's Chayev. So again, he could conceivably be bringing more of the Korbanos as well. In the case of the in case he was a Metzora, he could also conceivably bring the Olas Oif, but again, he may not be required to. So he does that. In the case of all these chatois sa'oif, by the way, what's going to happen is, as the Gemara is going to say later on, those chatois sa'oif cannot be eaten because there's a suffix on them, and you can't a chatois sa'oif. You have a special heter, even though malika was done to it. It wasn't shechted in the normal way, but the Torah gives a special heter to the kohenim to eat it, but only when it was brought because of vada, not when it was brought because of suffix, like in these cases. So therefore, it's going to have to be. It's not going to be able to be eaten. That's a machlokas tanoim, whether such a chatois sa'oif is buried or burnt. So he does that. Shlishis maybe chata sa'oif for olas behema. The third time around, he brings a chata sa'oif and an olas behema. So now the third time around is definitely not for tsaras anymore. Tsaras he's definitely done with, but he might have been a mukhlat as well as a nazir tomei. So now then he's going to need korbanos for a nazir tomei, one of which is the chata sa'oif. He's also going to have to bring the olas behema because he may have been a Metzora, but not Tummy Mess, and now he needs to bring the Korbanos for his Tara. And the fourth time, Revius, maybe Korban Tara, the fourth time around, he brings the full set of Korbanos that a Nazir Tahir would bring, because at that point, then for sure, he's done with Saras, and he's done with Tuma. Now, these last 30 days, or this last year, or whatever, was definitely Nazirus Tara, so at that point, then he's bringing all the Korbanos. So that's how it works out. So now we notice we are missing some of the korbanos over here. And now the Gemara is going to go through and analyze what exactly he does as far as those missing korbanos and why he's bringing these korbanos in each of these cases. So the Gemara said, by the way, the Rambam points out in this connection that another detail that he'd need, that Rambam brings from the Tosefta, that another detail that would be needed over here is he's also going, now the din is, by a mitzvah, where you have the possibilities where you have different korbanos, if he's poor or if he's rich. By nazir, there's no such distinction, but by a mitzvah, you have, if he's poor, he brings two birds and one animal, and if he's rich, he brings three animals. And the difference is, you can't bring a chatas oif, you can bring on a suffix, but not a chatas behema. So the Rambam also adds the detail that this, if this person is rich and can afford animals, he's actually going to have to write out a document giving away all his nechosim to somebody else before he can start this whole process, or not before, actually 30 days or into this process, because before he brings the korbanos that might potentially be the korbanos for his tzaras, namely the chatas oif, he can't do that if he's rich, because if he's rich, the din is that if a rich person brings a poor mitzvah's korban, he's not yotze, so therefore he would have to first make himself poor by giving away all his possessions to somebody else, and only then could he do this that we're saying in the Braisa. Okay, so now let's analyze. The Gemara says, Amrit, so now we said, which is like we usually have Omamar elsewhere in Shas, Tiglachas Rishonim, maybe Bechola, that the first time around, he brings the two birds, and he brings the two birds for the ceremony and the chatas oif and the olas behema. So why is that? The Gemara says memanafshech, because however you look at it, then he's covered. Shaper kamaisim, what he's bringing is correct. De'i vade metzodahu v'lav tomehu, if he was definitely a metzoda, but he was not in fact tomehmes, Siporin chayvasa, then the two birds are his chayva, because that's what he needs to get out of the first stage of tzaras. The chatas oif being a suffix, because we don't know whether he was a mitzvah or not, therefore we don't know at the end of these 30 days whether what he's bringing is korbanos for nezirus tuma, so it's only a suffix. As well, the kvura, and therefore that bird is going to have to be buried. You know, actually, that would be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, it would have to be burnt. The ola have a nedava. The ola of the animal is a nedava. So therefore, so now he's covered. He's brought one thing for each of the three possibilities that he might be at this point. So he's covered on all the possibilities. But the Gemara continues, ola galcha toich shiva iefsher. But we can't shave. We can't have him shave within the 7 days. Or really at the end of the 7 days, whatever. We can't have him shave right at the beginning and 7 days afterwards, as a Matsoda usually would do. The Dilma Lav Mukhlatu, because after all, maybe he's not a Matsoda Mukhlat, but Rachmana Matavala Yava Arosha Admalois, and the Pasuk says that he can't pass a razor over his head until the days are completed. So therefore, because of that, his second shaving, instead of being 7 days later, as it usually would be with a Matsoda, here it has to be 30 days later.
Here we're saying over here toich shiva, the Orach Misher in the back of the Gemara actually has the gears of soif shiva, which is really more correct because you don't shave during the 7 days, you shave at the end of it. Now the e lav mitzora vadai havi. Now by that first shaving, suppose that he was not a mitzora vadai, vahu tome, suppose that he was only tome mess, then fine, he's still covered by the korbanos that he brought. Because then we would say chata sa'oif chayvasai, then the chata sa'oif that he's bringing is actually what he's required to at this point as a nazir who was tome. So we said before, it's a suffix, so fine, but the one side of the suffix is it may actually be what he needs to as a nazir tamei. Siporin abroi kamisabdin, as far as the two birds, that's anyway being done outside the azara, so therefore there's nevaloi have a cholin ba azara, so you don't have the potential problem that he's bringing cholin into the azara. In that case, the olas behema that he brings would actually be a nedava, because again, the only reason he's bringing the olas behema is in case he was a nazir tahor. So it's a suffix, but no problem. You can bring an olas behema anytime you want. So therefore, that first time he's brought one of the things that he needs for each of the possibilities. And if he was neither a mitzoda, then he was not tome mess either, then fine, same thing. Again, the two birds are being done outside the azara, so there's no problem doing that. The chata sa'oif will be buried, because again, that would only be if he was a nazir tome. If he's a nazir tahor, it wasn't necessary. So it's being brought on a suffix. But olas behema, havi chayvasei, and the olas behema that he brings will be for the actual chayva of that a nazir has completed his nazirus. We've learned before the opinion of the chachamim that said, which the halacha is like them, that we said that you don't have to bring all three of the korbanos. You could bring one of them and shave, and you're still yotze with that. So that's why he doesn't have to bring all of them. So that seems to cover everything. But the Gemara asks, "Vahboi osham?" But don't you have that if he was a mitzoda, he also needs to bring an osham, and he's not. Where is he bringing that? And the answer is Rib Shimon. The answer is that our Braisa, that's spelling this out, would be according to Rib Shimon, the Omer Maisi Umasni. Rib Shimon would actually say that you could bring the Osham, but you can make a t'nai on it. You can say if he was a Mitzoda, then he's required to bring an Osham. If he wasn't a Mitzoda, then it'll be brought as a Shlomim instead. Because the actual procedure that's done with an Osham and with a Shlomim is actually very similar. Both of them, the Shlomim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. The Osham has to be shechted in the north, but that's not a big deal. You shecht them in the north, and that way you're covering that no matter what. The blood is applied to the Mizbeach the same way. They're both Shtei Matanas Shein Ara. both of them have they're cut up and they murim only are offered on the Mizbeach. The difference is afterwards what happens as far as the eating of them. The Osham can be eaten only in the Azara and only by Meo Koinim. The Shlomim, if we knew it was a Shlomim, actually the shlomim of a nazir is also only eaten for one day. But if this is shalmei nedavah, if this might be a voluntary shlomim, then you'd have 2 days to eat it, and anybody could eat it in the whole city of Yerushalayim. But fine, Reb Shimon says that's not a problem. So you treat it as though it was an osham, just to be on the safe side. So you treat it as though it was an osham. In terms of the avodah of it, there's no difference. You do have to have in mind, normally when you bring a korban, that it should be l'shem a certain korban, but for you, fine. You say that it's possibly l'shem one, possibly l'shem the other. If it's needed as an oshem, it should be an oshem. If needed as a shlomim, it should be a shlomim. And you say Hashem knows the truth, and that's good enough, as long as you're not actually deliberately going and changing it to a different kind of korban. Anyway, so you'll do that. The only difference is the oshem of a mitzvah. If in fact he was a mitzvah and he has to bring an osham, then you'll have to also he'll have to also put the kohen will also put the blood of it on his ear and thumb and toe. But fine, there's no big deal. You're able to do that after you've sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach. So actually, when the Gemara is asking over here about the osham, there's two possibilities. It might be that we're asking about the osham that a nozer tomei has to bring. It might be we're asking about the osham that a mitzora has to bring. But all the mafoshim over here seem to say that we're talking about the mitzora. So because the nozer tomei. Now Tosfos elsewhere explains, even Reb Shimon is going to say, listen, as far as the possibility that he's a Nazir Tomei, that he can wait until he brings it later on, once he shaves the second time, and he's definitely done with Saras, therefore it's not Ma'akev the first time around. But on the other hand, if he was a mitzora and he has to bring an osham, so that's what the Gemara's question is, and the answer is Reb Shimon would actually say that's not a problem. You can actually bring the osham and make a tnai that if it's needed for an osham, it'll be an osham, and if not, it'll be a shlamim. And Reb Shimon doesn't have a problem with that. Now the chachamim do have a problem with that. They say you can't make such a tnai because it's called mevi'in kodshim lebeis hapsul. You're going to be causing that kodshim are going to become posel unnecessarily because you're making fewer people can eat it and you have less time that you can eat it. So therefore, the chachamim would not hold of that concept that you can bring an osham like that with a tnai. So in fact, the Rambam, when he brings these halachas, says that he doesn't bring the osham at all. He never brings the osham. In other words, in that case, the Ravid disagrees with that and says, no, what are you talking about? He does have to bring the osham at some point. In other words, so the Noisa Kalim on the Rambam understand the Rambam would say, or Gemara that saying that you bring an osham is only according to Reb Shimon. The Chachamim would say, given that we hold that you can't bring an osham with a tanai like that, then there's no alternative. He's just not going to be able to bring the osham at all. As opposed to the Ravid would learn that the Chachamim would say that no, you can't make a tanai on that, but he has to bring the Osham at some point, like Tosfos says elsewhere, that he can bring the Osham later on when there's not really a suffix as far as Saras, when there's a suffix only as far as the Zeros Tumah, so then he can maybe bring the Osham at that point, and if not, then it would be then the Ravid seems to say that it would be Ma'akiv. In fact, the Ravid would say, since he has to bring an Osham and he's not able to, then therefore the result is he might never be able to eat Kodshim again, because the Rambam would say that fine, the Osham is not Ma'akev, he can still eat Kodshim, but the Ravid would disagree with that. Anyway, so that's all the first time around.
Now let's continue. Tiglachas shnio shlishis. When it comes to the second or third, when it comes to the second shaving and the third, siporin loit sarich. So he doesn't need to bring the birds the ha'ovid, because he already did that the first time around. Now for sure at this point he's done with saras after he's done with the first stage of saras. Even if he had saras, he's done with that after the first time. So he doesn't need to bring the birds for the beginning of Parshas Metzora to be dipped in the water anymore. All he needs my ika. So what do you have left? Duma vadei mochlatu. He might have been a confirmed Metzora. So fine, chod of a sofik sofrei. So fine, he bring one of the korbanos that he. So then in that case we would say one of the shavings that he did, the first shaving that he did would be a sofik, whether he had to start counting the 7 days. The chod of a sofik tumah, say, and then the other one is for the suffix of his rather chodah, the one haircut, meaning the one the second time around after the second 30 days, is going to be for a suffix that maybe he's completed his counting of the days of the Metzora after that time, meaning that, in other words, the first shaving would have been the one together with the two birds, and the second one would be the one that normally takes place a week later, but here he, being a nazir, had to wait 30 days or 1 year or whatever for it. So now this one might be the end of a sphira. It might also be the chodah b'safek tumasai, and it might also be the end of the end of his tumah. And the third time around, also it's a safek whether he was tameh. So therefore, each of those times, and he's bringing a chatas oif, which would be one of the korbanos that a nazir brings when he's done with his tumah. And then we said revius, maybe korban taro or masni. The fourth time around, he brings the full korban tara. Now he brings all the korbanos that he brings that a nazir tohur would bring, or masni, and he makes the tnai. That the tnai would be the e or the e, really it's supposed to be vadai nazirhu. If he was indeed of a full fledged nazir all the time, and he never had saras and he was never tominess, then oila rishona. Then the original oila that he brought all 3 months earlier would be the oila that he brought for the requirement of his nazirus, and then the nedava, and the one that he's bringing now 90 days later is a nedava. So now we had in the previous Mishnah we had Rabbi Yeshua saying, how can you bring your korbanos piecemeal? But we said he only said about chadad baras tamidim, only the sharp and the tamidim. But in this case, so that's what he does. He brought the oila now, and he may have brought the oila now, and he's bringing the other korbanos, the chatas and the shlamim, 90 days later. That's not a big deal. And on the other hand, it might be that he's bringing all of them now. The imtomei muchlatu. If he had been tomei mes and confirmed in saras, if he was in fact a mitzora, oila harishonin nedava bazuchayva, then the first oila would have been a nedava. On the contrary, the one that he's bringing now at the end would be a chayva. V'zeshar korbanei, and now he's bringing the rest of his korban, so that way he's covered. Okay, so that covers all the various permutations of what he has to bring as far as his korbanos. So again, the questions still are: number one, does he have to bring any of the other korbanos? Does he have to bring any of the other korbanos? So again, we said maybe some of these times he's also bringing the olas sa'oif or the olas behema, and the Gemara is just not mentioning it because not necessary to mention. Of course, you can bring those nedava anytime you want, or maybe he's not required to because of the suffix, we're not going to impose that on him. And then as far as the osham, again, you have the question whether the Osham is Ma'akiv or not. The Rambam and Tosfos learn that it's not Ma'akiv, therefore he'll never bring the Osham because of these Sfeikas, and then that's not a problem. He'll still be able to eat Kodshim, and he'll still be able to restart his Nazirus. According to the Raivad, the Osham is Ma'akiv, and therefore, according to the Bshimin, you have a way out of it because you can bring the Osham and make a Tanai that it should be a Shlomim, but according to the Chachamim, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Are you downgrading going from an Osham to a Shlomim?
So that's the thing. So what you're doing is, when you're going from an Osham to a Shlomim, what you're doing is you're saying that the procedure of the korban is exactly the same. All it is as far as the eating of the korban is going to be different. The Shlomim, anybody can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim for 2 days, for Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. The Osham, only Meo Kohenim can eat, only in the Azara, only for 1 day.
This is called Mevi'in Kodshim Leveis Apsul. So this is called that, are you allowed to cause that Kodshim might become possible because you're going to, because you're reducing the amount of time that you can eat it. That Reb Shimon doesn't have a problem with that. Reb Shimon doesn't have a problem with that. So therefore you're able to bring this Osham and make this Tanai. That it might be an Osham, it might be a Shlomim. According to the Chachamim, you wouldn't be able to do that. So again, the Rambam learns that what we're saying is, according to Reb Shimon, you would need to bring the Osham and make that Tanai. According to the Chachamim, since anyway you can't make such a Tanai, then therefore don't bother bringing it at all. And don't worry, you're Yotze anyway. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah fully, but you're still Yotze. Whereas according to the Ravid, we would say that according to the Chachamim, you actually need it in order to be Yotze, in order to be able to eat Kodshim. And if you can't do that, according to the Chachamim, then you're going to be stuck and you're not going to be able to eat Kodshim. So also, I mean, when the Rambam lists the various korbanos that you bring over here and what tnai he makes on each one, so in our Gemara over here, we said that when he brings the oilas behema the first time, he says that that if I was tohur, then this is part of my choiva, and if I was tomei, then it's nedava. And then he goes on to say that the same thing with the other one, the oila may have been part of the choiva of the mitzora. And the Ravid again disagrees with that, and the Ravid points out that a mitzora doesn't do well. If he's a mitzora, then he's not bringing any korbanos the first time. So what are you saying? What is the Rambam using the expression ola rishona chovas mitzora? What do you mean the first ola is for the chov of mitzora? The first time around, if he was a mitzora, he's not bringing an ola at all. He's not bringing any korbanos yet. He only does that a week later. So the Noisa Kalim on the Rambam talk about that. For some of them want to say maybe when the Rambam uses the word Rishona, he doesn't actually mean the first one. He just means the earlier one. It would in fact be the Ola that he brings the second time around. Others of them talk about the possibility that maybe B'dieved, the Karbonus of Matsoda, can be brought out of order even before he's finished, even before he's shaved and counted his Karbonus and then counted his days, etc. So therefore it can be made to work. Okay. So now the Gemara says, let's go through the possibilities. What about if, so now in the Mishnah and so far in the Gemara, we've been talking about where he was a suffix both of Mitzora and of Tomimes. What about if it wasn't a suffix? What about if one of them was a Vadai and only the other one was a suffix? So let's go through it. Tomei suffix or Muchlat Vadai. If he was definitely Tomei Mes, and or the other way around, if it was a suffix whether it was Tomei Mes, but it's definite that he was a Mitzora, so then now he'll be able to eat Kodshim after only 8 days from when his Tzaras is healed, because at that point, what's going to happen? A Mitzora Mukhlat, we said, is Nazirus is suspended. So therefore, now we don't have to wait 30 days between haircuts. Now he's able to take the first haircut when the tzaras is healed and the kohen does the thing with the two birds. Then he'll wait 1 week and shave again and bring his korbanos. And once he brings the korbanos of Mitzora, he's able to eat kodshim. Only then is he going to resume his nezirus from where he left off. So therefore, after 8 days, he'll be able to eat kodshim.
So the hair growing, according to this, is only takes a week.
So that's what we're going to talk about that soon. As far as a nozir, we've said you need 30 days growth of hair, but that's because by him it says gadol pera, yes, grow pera, and pera is 30 days. By mitzora, the Torah tells us that he shaves a week apart. A week is enough time, we've learned before, for hair to grow. Rosh ha'ikra, lock of rosh ha'ikra, enough where you can bend over the hair and then the tip of it would touch the root. So then that's what the Torah says by a regular mitzora, that you do that. You do two shavings a week apart.
If
he was Tommy, only if he's Tommy Mess, does he need to be sprinkled with pot Aldrin water? But here we're talking about that it's a suffix whether it was Tommy. So fine, he's going to need to be sprinkled with pot Aldrin water, but that can be done during the same 7 days that he's becoming Tommy for his, so that he's becoming Toher for his Tzaras. So he's able to eat kodshim after 8 days. He's able to finish his nazirus and drink wine, become in tummy mess after 67 days. Because, so what happens? So, 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 So what happens is, again, you have the 7 days that he's counting for tzaras, where the after he was healed from the tzaras. When we say 67 days, we mean 67 days from when he was healed of tzaras. Obviously, we don't know how long he might be with tzaras, and that also doesn't count towards the tzaras, but fine, we're not counting that. Once he becomes healed from his tzaras, 7 days pass, he brings his korbanos. Now, at that point, we say, look, you might have been a nazir tameh, because the suffix whether you became tameh mes, so you may have to wait another, on the other hand, you may be, now, if we knew that you were tameh, fine, no problem. You could be also, that we're going to say soon, the Gemara is going to say soon, the same shaving won't count for two purposes, so therefore, he'd have to wait in between, but he wouldn't have to wait a full 30 days in only 1 week in order to shave for his Naziris Tumah, and then he could start his Naziris Tara, and then he'd be done with it after 30 days. So he'd only need, as the Gemara is going to say soon, 44 days total. 7 for Tzaras, 7 for Naziris Tumah, and seven for Naziris Tumah and 30 for Naziris Tara equals 44. But now, because it was Safek Tumah, so we tell him you can't shave. But you can't shave and bring your korbanos tumah for a nazir tameh, because what if you weren't a nazir tameh? What if you were a nazir tahor and you need to wait 30 days? Therefore, he needs to wait 30 days. Only then can he shave and bring some of the korbanos that a nazir tameh would bring. Again, he can't bring all of them because he can't bring he'd have to bring an osham, and you can't bring an osham because of a suffix. So he can bring his chata sa'oif and maybe his oila sa'oif as well. And then he restarts his Naziros, and then 30 days later, then for sure, he's done with his Naziros Tara, and then he brings all his Korbanos Tara. So therefore, the total is 67 days.
Why two groups of seven? Why only one?
So because that's what we're saying, because we know that he was a mukhlat, therefore he needs to shave. He needs to do two shavings a week apart. As far as Tumas Mess, he can't wait just 7 days. He's going to need to wait 30 days because we don't know whether he was Tumas Mess or not.
Tumas automatically have to wait 30 days?
No, that's the thing. If we knew that he was Tumas Mess, he'd only have to wait 7. But because we don't know whether he was Tumas Mess, he may have been a Nazir Tahor. So what happens at the end of the 7 days when he brings his Korbanos of Tzaras? And now we're talking about we knew that he was a Metzora. So therefore, there's no suffix on that. But So now we tell him, look, you might have been tummy mess. If you were, then fine. You only have to wait 1 week, and then you can bring your and then you can shave and bring your korbanos toma and start your naziris over. But we don't know. You might be a nazir tahor, and as a nazir tahor, you can't shave for 30 days. So therefore, you're gonna have to wait until 30 days, and then you can shave, and then that may be for your naziris tumah, maybe for your naziris tara. We're not sure. And then you'll have to wait another 30 days, which that will definitely be your naziris. That will be. So if you were tumah before, then that will be your naziris tara, and if you were tahor before, then that will just be a voluntary thing. That's how we get to 67. Yeah. So in fact, what Tosfos says when it says Shema la'achar Shmoni Yom, it doesn't really mean after 8 days. It doesn't mean only on the ninth day. It means on the eighth day itself. On the eighth day is when he's bringing his korbanos. By the way, usually we've learned before that usually a nazir is supposed to bring his korbanos l'chatchila at the beginning of the Masechta. We talk about usually he's supposed to bring them on the 31st day. But here we say because the whole thing, you had a machlokas. Why? No, everybody agreed he should bring them on the 31st day. We had a machlokas by Pada, and we had machlokas by Pada and Ramasna. Why that is? But they both agreed with the concept. They're both Amoroyim. They can't argue with a Mishnah that says that you're supposed to do that. But we said, but Yevid, you bring them on the 30th. And here, where it's all a matter of Suffolk, and anyway, after he finishes the first set of Korbanos, he's anyway not going to be able to yet drink wine or be Tomei Lames. So there's less of a concern of confusing it with the case where he says full 30 days, then we'll allow him to bring his Korbanos on the 30th day rather than having to wait an extra day. Okay. Another case, the Gemara says, the other way around, Mukhlat Samek with Safik the Tomei Vadei, suppose that it was a Safik whether he was a Metzora, but we know that he was Tomei Mes, then Oichabakodshim Lacha Shloshim B'Shiva Yom. Then he only needs to wait 37 days and then he can eat Kodshim. Because, so now what happens is, we don't know whether he had Tzaras, so he can't shave right away when the Tzaras goes away. He has to wait 7 days, and during that time also, because he was Tomei Mes, they'll be sprinkling Paradrum water on him. Then on that day, he shaves. Now, if he was a Metzora, then that covers his shaving for a Metzora. If he was if he was Tommy Mess, then it covers for that. But we know that he was Tommy Mess actually. We don't know whether he was a Mitzora. So he does that.
That could be all around.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. So he shaves on 7 days after he's healed of the suffix tzaras, 7 days after that, then he's shaving and bringing korbanos, which might be for the end of his tzaras, and might instead also be and might be for his tumah. Now we tell him, so now you've done your first shaving, you may not have had saras, so now your naziros will start again, because now you brought your korbanos tumah. So therefore he waits another 30 days, then he shaves, and that second shaving will take care in case he was a mitzora. Now at that point, he brings the korbanos of a mitzora, and at that point he's able to eat kodshim. As far as drinking wine, becoming tummy mess, he's going to have to wait 74 days. Because then what you have is, there's going to be 7 and 30 and another 7 and another 30. So you're going to have, he starts with 7 days, where at the end of the 7 days, he has the first shaving. That would be, it definitely, So if he was Tommy Mess, he needs to shave as a Tommy Mess. On the other hand, he might have also been a Mitzora, and as the Gemara is going to talk about now, as the Gemara is going to talk about in a minute, you can't use the same shaving to cover both. So that might be the first shaving of Tzaras, it was Tommy Vaday. It's Tommy Vaday for 7 days. So that first shaving is the shaving of the Nazir Tommy. Now, when it comes to the second shaving, he has to wait 30 days because he might have been able to, because he might not have, because he this might be his Naziris Tara. He may not have been Tommy Mess at all. We said he was Tommy. Vaday. He was Tommy Mess. It was Vaday Tommy Mess. So what happened? It was Suffolk Mitzora, right? So we tell him, you might have been a Mitzora. So your first two shaving did not cover your Naziris Tumah at all. They only covered your Tzaras shavings. So far he's had 7 days and another 30 days. And then at that point he's able to eat Kodshim because he's done with Tzaras. But now we have to wait another 30 days that so far those two shavings might have been for his Tzaras, and none of them has yet been for his Tumas Mess. So now he needs to wait another 7 days for Tiglachas Tumah, because he needs time for the hair to grow. Then he needs another 30 days for Naziris Tara. So altogether, you have 7 and 30 and another 7 and another 30. And then he brings his Korbanos Tara, and now he's mutter to drink wine and so forth. Yeah.
How can you be a Suffolk Mitzora?
So we talked about before how a person could be a Suffolk Mitzora. We talked about, for example, you could have the Kohen checked out two people and mixed up which one was which. We talked about there could be a case where you have a spot of Tzaras appeared on the skin and there's white hair in it, and you have a Suffolk whether the white hair was there before or not. We talked about previously when we first brought up this case of Suffolk Mitzora a few days ago. We talked about a number of different possibilities that we showed him and throwing him talk about how you could have suffer teras.
So when can you and when can you eat kachim?
So in this case where he was Suffolk Mitzora and Vaday Tommy Mess, so the Suffolk Mitzora is taken care of after 37 days. At the end of 37 days, he's done both of his shavings. He's brought at least some of the korbanos of his saras. So therefore, he's covered as far as that. Now he's able to eat kachim. But now you have the concern that maybe all this time he's only been dealing with Saras. He hasn't yet been able to do his Naziris Tumah, let alone his Naziris Tara. Therefore, he needs another 7 days for the Naziris Tumah, which we know that he was Tommy Mess, and another 30 days for the Naziris Tara. Because after seven days he was Tommy Mess, so he needs time after he shaves for the Tumas Mess. He needs another 30 days for Naziris Tara. So therefore he winds up with 74 days. And the last possibility,
Tomei Vaday Muchlat Vaday, if he was definitely Tomei Mess and definitely also a Metzora, then he only needs to wait 8 days to be able to eat Kodshim, because all he needs is the two shavings of a Metzora, which are a week apart. And there, since he's a Metzora Vaday, then as we've learned before, it overrides the mitzvah of a Nazir not shaving. So therefore, he doesn't need to wait any 30 days between the shavings. All he needs to wait is a week, like the normal case of a Metzora. As far as drinking wine, becoming tummy mess, then he's going to need to wait 44 days. Because what happens is the first 7 days are only for his saras. He can't yet be counting nazirus during that time, because again, nazirus is suspended during the time of saras. So therefore, he needs to wait 7 days for that. Then he does 7 days for the Nazirus Tumah to allow enough time for hair to grow for him to be able to shave for the Nazirus Tumah and bring his Korbanos. Then he starts his Nazirus Tara, which is 30 days.
Nazirus Tumah has to be 30 days.
Nazirus Tumah does not have to be 30 days. Nazirus Tumah only has to be 30 days, only when it's a suffix whether he was Tumah or not. When he was Vadai, then you only need 7 days. So therefore, so he needs 7 days for Mitzaras, 7 days, another set. Now, normally, if he hadn't been a Metzora, if he hadn't had to shave for Tzaras, then he wouldn't need to wait any amount of time for Nazirus Tumah. As long as there's some hair there, he'd be able to shave it. But here, where he already shaved just a week earlier for Tzaras, then he needs to wait until some hair grows back. So therefore he has 7 days for that, 7 days for Nazirus Tumah until there's enough hair for him to shave for the Nazirus Tumah, and then 30 days for Nazirus Tara.
We don't say since he had a week ago he had a little haircut in the army, there's a little hair.
Doesn't matter.
You don't have to wait 30 days
for that. Yeah. And Tosfos discusses again that on the eighth day already, the eighth day will already count as the beginning of his Nazirus, or the beginning of his 7 days of Tara or whatever. So that's what we're saying. So Tosfos actually says that when we say that after 44 days, in that case, what we mean is only on the 45th day. So Tosfos teaches out, in other words, that he'll count 7 days. On the seventh day, he'll shave. On the eighth day, he'll bring Korbanos Tumah. Starts his Nazirus Tara for 30 days. On the 31st day, in this case, the end of a full Nazirus, therefore he needs to wait till the 31st day to bring his Korbanos. Only b'dieved if he brings them on the 30th day as he goes. So therefore, so now at that point, then that's already the 45th day. That's already the 45th day, and therefore that's when he can start drinking wine and so forth. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Shalu Talmidim as Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So now Reb Shimon ben Yochai's Talmidim asked him, Nazir Tohur Metzora, Maush Yigalech Tiglachas Achas. When it comes to a Nazir Tohur, and when it comes to a Nazir who became Tohur, and a Metzora, so we're saying each one of them needs to shave. Maush Yigalech Tiglachas Achas. Can he shave one shaving? And it'll count double duty for both. That's Tosfos's girsa. So the Rosh has a different girsa, which is also the Mefarish. That the question is, why is it that a Nazir is not like a Metzora? Meaning, in other words, in effect, the same thing. Why is it that he can't do one shaving and it'll count for both? So Omalahan, sort of Shimon answers them. Einam Galeach. The fact is that he can't. Omer Lo Loma. So they asked him why. So he tells them there's a difference between a Nazir and a Metzora. Ilu Zel Gadol Zel Gadol. If both of them were the same, that they're both going to be regrowing their hair after that for a purpose of a mitzvah, or Zel Haver Zel V'chein, Zel Haver Zel Haver, or if both of them, the purpose of their haircut was just in order that they can grow their hair in order to cut it, then you'd have a point that a Nazir Torah, Metzora, should be able to use the same hair cutting for both. Actually, Nazir Lahavir, Metzora Lagadol, but you have to consider the Nazir, the purpose of the haircut is to remove the hair. That's it. Now he's done with the Nazirus. The Metzora, the purpose of it is to regrow it so that a week later he's going to cut it again after the Yemei Sfira. Therefore, there's a difference between them. Therefore, you can't say that it should count for both of them. So they asked him, "V'loy talos loy lemechalutoy." In that case, then maybe it shouldn't work. That the hair cutting shouldn't work after you make chalutoy, after the first hair cutting of Metzora. The talos loy lemei sofroy. Maybe at least it should count for the second shaving that the Metzora does after the 7 days count. Chalutoy means when he's confirmed as a Metzora. Sofroy means the 7 days afterwards. Yeah.
Omalahan, and Rav Shimon answers them, that also doesn't work. Ilu zelif nezrikas damim, vezelif nezrikas damim. If both of them were done before korbanos are being brought, yofa at the moment, then he'd have a point. Ela mitzoda lif nezrikas damim, nozel achas, the nozel achas zrikas damim. The difference is the mitzoda shaves the second time before he brings his korbanos. He brings his korbanos only the next day. The nozer first brings his korbanos, and the blood is sprinkled for him. And only then does he shave. So therefore, you can't say that one shaving should count for both. So they ask him, fine. What about though, if a nozer becomes tomei mess, why shouldn't we say that the same hair cutting works for the days of his saras and for the days of his tumas mess? So in other words, the same idea. If he became tomei mess, and then before he finished with the hair cutting of the mitzvah, he's finished with his tumas mess. Why can't he take one haircut and in both cases he's doing the haircut before he brings the korbanos? Amalahan, but Rabbi Shimon answers them. Still, there's a difference. Ilu zelif nebias mayim, zelif nebias mayim. If both of them were before he went to the mikveh, yofa after mayim, then you'd have a good point. Ella tomei la'acha bias mayim. But the difference is a nozer tomei has to first dip in water of a mikveh. Mitzoda lifnei bias mayim, whereas the mitzoda does his haircut. Does his haircut before he dips in the mikveh. Only after he does the second haircut does the Torah say then he dips in the mikveh. So therefore, they're not the same. And the Gemara brings a different loshen of that last one. That omru loy, that the Talmidim say to Rav Shimon yofa amauta shalatala loy lemei sofroi v'limei nezirosei. Fine, we can understand. You said well that it won't count for the one haircut won't count for the 7 days of counting for mitzora and for the end of nezirus. But the talal lemei chaluta v'tumasei. But why shouldn't it work together for the yemei chaluta for the days when he's a confirmed mitzora, after which he takes his first haircut? The tumase and for his tumas mess, de zelagado, zelagado. In both cases, the zelagado, zelagado. In both cases, the purpose is to regrow the hair. The nozer tome has to regrow his hair after that for his nezirus tara. The mitzora after his first haircut is regrowing his hair in order to cut it again 7 days later before he brings his korbanos. So wouldn't it be the same thing? Amalahan, according to the second version, Rav Shimon answers them, nozer tahor, go mitzorah. When it's a nozer tahor and he's a mitzorah also, then it doesn't count for both. Zela gadov, zela havir, because again, one is in order to, when he's a nozer tahor, then he's done with nezirus. So therefore so the mitzorah is doing it to regrow his hair during the 7 days. The nozer is just doing it to remove his hair. The im nozer tomei, v'hu mitzorah, as if he's a nozer tomei and he's a mitzorah, there's still a difference. Zelif nebias mayim, zela acha bias mayim, then one is before going to the mikveh and the other not. So therefore, there's still a difference between them. No matter how you slice it, in other words, Rav Shimon is saying, there's always a difference between one haircut and another, and therefore you can never have that the one haircut counts for both. So that is why the Mishnah was saying that he needs to do four separate haircuts in the cases of the Suffolk over here, and this is also why he has to bring different sets of korbanos instead of saying, this is also why we have the case where he's Tomei with one, where he's Vadeh with one, and Suffolk with the other. Why he has to wait 7 days, for example, between one and the next, is because the one haircut won't do double duty for both. Yeah.